You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, the New York Mets are full on spring training mode, and I'm standing here looking at Anthony DiComo. So that's what we're going to do our podcast from the backfields at the Mets spring training complex. I'm Allison Footer. Of course, I'm here with Anthony DiComo. And Anthony, let's talk about managing. I want to talk about Terry Collins. It's very interesting, the trend that is now going, seems to be going in the direction of younger managers, analytically minded managers, a lot of maneuvering coming from the front office. But the Mets have, in Terry Collins, obviously somebody that's old school, an older manager, and he is managing a pennant winning team right now. So what makes him, let's talk about what makes Terry Collins successful.
Yeah, I think at this stage in his career, Allison, what makes him successful is the fact that he's been able to adapt. This is a guy when, you know, when he was managing the Astros and the Angels in the 90s, he was a very rigid, very certain type of guy. And you hear all the stories about whether it's the clubhouse mutiny essentially that happened in Anaheim, or just, you know, not being able to bend and be flexible in Houston in both of those stops. And he learned a lot from those experiences because it didn't work out well for him. And he had good teams in both of those spots, but it didn't work out. And I think he realizes that that was a big reason why. So flash forward, he comes to New York after having experienced, you know, being a minor league field coordinator, spending years in the minors, going to Japan and managing there, and just getting these very varied, very different experiences. And having done all that, I think he came here and realized that he's going to have to adapt. And that's both with players in the clubhouse who are a different breed than maybe he was used to in the 90s, and also with his relationship with the front office. You know, you have a front office here in New York that's very analytics-minded, that's very new age. Sandy Alderson, kind of the father of a lot of that stuff. And so he's had to adapt to all of that, and he might not necessarily like it, and I think in a lot of ways he doesn't like it, but he realizes that it's a part of the game, that he's not going to be able to ignore it, and instead he's embraced a little bit of it, and I think that's helped him. I think that's helped the team. I think it's just a good situation with him being that flexible guy now for the Mets. And you saw it last year. It was kind of a mix of Terry Collins's old school, what, you know, he's always been, plus this new school thing that is driven from the front office, and it worked for the Mets. They made the World Series.
Yeah, so that, I guess that's probably the key, is like you don't have to love it, but you're going to have to use it. And I think that's where a lot, I mean, just in my experience is seeing some of the changes in some other organizations where it gets weeded out, really in the minor leagues too, is like the managers and the coaches are just flat out not paying it. They're just not following directions. They have their instructions of what they need to do, and they're not doing it, and then they're not really around the next year, which is kind of how it goes. But so I guess even if you're steadfastly against it, we're not saying that Terry Collins is, but it's just a matter of understanding that it's just going, this is how it is. And then balancing managing people. So I guess that's the biggest challenge too.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because if you had would rank the managers against how for, pro or con against that type of thing, you know, Terry Collins would be near the bottom, if not at the bottom. I think he is against it, and maybe even you could use the word steadfast against it, but he does understand it, and he understands why it's a part of the game, and he understands that it's not going away. And that, to me, is the key, because he's not necessarily going to push back to a huge extent. Now, that being said, he does push back a little bit on what he knows, and that's his relationship with players, and that's teaching young players, and he has his own opinions, and he has his own way that he goes about things, and just like he bends to the front office understands that about him, and they're willing to accept his opinions, not as, you know, this little guy who wants to run things his way, but as someone who is a respected baseball man who knows what he's doing out there as a manager, as a coach, as an instructor. So all of that plays into it, and I think it's just this symbiotic relationship, so to speak, where yes, these guys in the front office are Terry Collins' bosses, and you see that more and more around the game today, where managers don't have the organizational clout that they used to. Terry Collins does not, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have a significant say in what the Mets do, both on the field and even, you know, when they're going around acquiring players and so on and so forth. Terry Collins is saying all of that. They value his opinion, and I think that's important.
What do you think is, I mean, let's forecast the next decade. I mean, once the Buck Showalter, Terry Collins, like that generation retires, moves on, Do you think that we'll ever see any, like, veteran managers, like, staying in the game? It just seems like the trends, it's kind of a copycat thing. I mean, the trends go, like, we see, like, with opt-out clauses, you know, okay, now everyone has the opt-out clauses. And
right.
Hiring managers with no experience. And, you know, do you think a decade from now we'll even see any of that?
You know, it's hard to predict that sort of thing, but I can tell you just this breed of guy is going by the wayside. And Terry Collins is such an old school baseball man, and you could sit and he would talk to you. He would talk to a wall for hours about his old stories from the Pacific Coast League and going back into the 80s and his time as a player in the 70s. This guy's been in baseball for 4 decades, and I don't think that's necessarily going to go away. People will do that. You'll see a guy who might be just starting out now, and 4 decades from now he's still a manager or in baseball to some extent. But it's kind of hard to see this type of guy, this old school guy who grew up in just a different era when the game was different. I think that is kind of a little bit of a treasure that we're losing. And you're going to see more of these guys who are born in the new age and who see things differently. And maybe that's more in line with what front office is like. But maybe you lose a little bit of that personality that Terry Collins has along the way. So I do think, you know, the idea of a baseball lifer isn't necessarily going to be gone forever once Terry Collins and his generation of managers go. But that little bit of character, that little bit of flair that he brings to the table that's pretty unique to his age and his generation, I do think we're going to lose that, and that's a shame.
I like the thing that I like, well, the MLB Network did a special on him recently, and it showed a sensitive side to him, too.
Yeah.
And it showed him, like, at the press conference, basically, when the Angels fired him, and he attended a press conference and was very stand-up about it, but, like, completely broke down. And obviously, when they won the pennant, it was a different kind of emotional breaking down. But I think that's kind of cool for people to be able to see that too, because it's funny because when I see him from a distance and I see Buck Showalter walking from a distance, they just like look like these drill sergeants, you know, like they're on a mission. And it's kind of nice for the public and for the fan bases to be able to see that other side of them.
He cares so much about this. And he was quoted recently actually in a USA Today article, and I thought it was a great quote. He said, because this Mets team last year wasn't expected to make the World Series, and obviously they did. But he said, once they got there and once they wound up losing in 5 games, he said, I was actually surprised by how much I cared. And what he meant by that was, like, it should have been enough to reach this point that no one thought they were going to reach. But then once he got there, it's just the competitiveness took over, and the fact that you're so close, I think it did affect him very emotionally. I think this whole journey for him has been very emotional. This is a guy who legitimately thought after Anaheim he would never be a big league manager again, and he was okay with that. He was quoted, I remember digging into his past, and he was quoted back when he was had just gotten hired as the Mets field coordinator, which was his last job before becoming manager, and he was asked point blank, would you ever want to be a manager again? And he goes, you know what, I think that's a chapter of my life that's in the past. Now, obviously, it was not, and only a year later he wound up becoming manager and has done, by pretty much all accounts, a pretty good job. So I think this is just a guy who loves baseball, who really legitimately, genuinely loves baseball. And yes, he has his faults. Yes, he has his flaws. Yes, he has his things that maybe a new school person might begrudge him for. But you cannot question where Terry Collins's loyalties lie. And that's to make this team as good as it possibly can be.
All right. Good conversation, Anthony DiComo. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.